Blog Talk Radio.
The international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. Welcome to the Fresh Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We call it the Miracle Line because so many miracles have happened in this line, and they're still happening. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want to thank all of you for being online and for all the encouragement that many of you have given to me. So many people want to criticize and find fault with this. But I thank God we've got some encouragers on this line. Been an encouragement to me. And I want to thank you so very much.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's go to God in prayer right now. And thanking and praising and making a question on unto Him.
Lord.
Heavenly Father. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father. Just want to thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing right now, and even for the future things that you will do. We appreciate you more than we can express in words. You've been there every step of the way. Thank you for all your help. Thank you for your divine wisdom that you have even get into this line and bless us to be partakers of it. You know everything. God, you're so wise. You're wiser than a thousand men put together.
My God, Lord, I thank you.
We thank you. We appreciate you. We lift you up. Give you all the praise and all the adoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
On this line even right now. Thank you for in Jesus' mighty name.
Oh,
we just are concerned about all the people, Lord, on this line and everybody everywhere, even our president, heaven.
Okay.
So many things he's going through right now.
My God.
And the Congress and our Senate, Russia, with so many problems.
Yes.
Help them, Lord. And the people on this line who've been watching the things all night long. We pray for them, Lord, that you would stretch out your mighty hand and help, Lord. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. God, we have faith to believe you for it. The word said if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain and tell it to move beyond this place and it shall be removed. And nothing shall be impossible to them. We believe, and we just thank you because we believe like that. And nothing is impossible. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless people everywhere. God, bless those who are sick. We pray for those who have affliction.
My God.
Bless the Lord and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless them and help them. Oh, God, deliver those in trouble. Deliver those who are burdened down. Oh, God. Solve every problem. And God, fix everything that needs to be fixed.
Everything, Lord.
Stretch out your mighty hand over the people. Oh, we look to you. We look to you, Lord. Nobody can fix it like you. Nobody can help like you. Nobody can lift the heavy burdens like you. Nobody can save like you. Nobody can see us through the storms.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, you are God Jehovah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the line today. Whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you.
Oh,
and we obey your will. And we say yes to you.
Yes,
Yes to your way. Yes to your will. Oh, God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes to you, Lord.
Yes
to your pain. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch.
Touch in the name of
God. Touch, 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 touch. Give the hand touch. You will. And we praise you. Lord, move in the hearts, souls, and minds. Bless the people everywhere. Thank you for what you're going to do today.
Thank you.
We give you the glory and the praise. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, in your holy name. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray these things.
Thank you.
Please, Lord. We'll pray in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Good morning, Lord, to you. Good morning to you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, thank you.
God help us today, we pray. Thank you.
I'm not asking everybody on the line. Let's go to God this morning. Not only we've been there in prayer, but can we go there now with praise? Amen. This is the prayer and praise line. Amen. From every area code.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Let's just jump in there and let's go to praising God everywhere. Father, we thank you.
Thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, thank us, praise him. Give him some praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify your name. We glorify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Go. Anticipate
this young man's praise going up to him. I don't believe there's that many folks around the world praising him early in the morning like this. And so we want to just always give him adoration. Don't wait on people to just jump in there and start praising. Whenever I say praise, check, it's your right to jump in there and start praising the Lord, because that's what we're doing. We thank you so much. Oh, feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this.
Amen.
Oh. And Holy Ghost, I'm going to ask you to take over. Please take over. We'll do it. You take over and let your presence touch and heal, feel, touch and deliver. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Work a mighty wonder in our souls.
Thank you.
Of what the Holy Ghost gave me. The Holy Ghost gave it to me, not the devil who said to me, four, in prison. Now, how do I know that? Well, I know, recognize the voice of the Lord, sheep of my voice, and the sheep of them. Amen. And, secondly, I know the devil doesn't want to release people. He comes to bind people. He comes to destroy and to kill. The hold in prison. So he wouldn't be saying, I want to release four. But he wants to hold everybody and keep them from being blessed. And God said to the four, amen. God bless all of you. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Thank God for all of our assistants and for all the people coming from all around the world. And I wonder if Pastor Strada is on the line this morning. And we've been praying for him. Amen. Are you there, Pastor Strada? All right. Thank God for Ambassador Hagin. Such a warm and wonderful. Amen. Tell us about the podcast. I'll be on that night.
Oh, Jesus. God bless you. Shout out to you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staffers, to all of the other broadcasters, and thank God for everyone who's listening from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Hagin, and we are excited about Jesus, and we're glad to be able to broadcast today from the Blog Talk Studio live. We can be accessed 347-934-0207. We can be found on the World Wide Web simply by npa.com. And also we can be accessed through and by iTunes and various other providers. And we're a network of others who are also on board who like to remain anonymous. But we thank God we are being heard all over the world. And the last time I checked, we had over 42 million listeners from around the world. God bless. If you want to talk to us, 347-934-0207. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank you and Bishop Hagin. Please let him know that we appreciate him. We're looking for him here, amen, in Kansas City for the convention. And if you all can stay over, I publicly invite him to preach on that Sunday morning, an Amazing Grace. Amen. Close the convention out. Amen. If he can be here. God bless you. It's just so wonderful. Amen. To be kind. And people have been kind to me. I just love to be kind to people. I just thank God for all of you. I want to just tell you that we're looking for you at the convention starting this Thursday. Get in your cars, drive up, whatever you want to do, fly up. And we're looking for you. And I thank many of you, well, not many, but some of you who've taken time to call me and encourage me. I appreciate that. Some people think the leaders don't need to be encouraged. They have to be the encourager of everything and everybody. Not so. Amen. There's a human just like you are. And they need to be encouraged. And so I want to thank you for the encouragement. All those who have sent gifts to help us, I want to thank you so much. Thank you a zillion times, a zillion times. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
For your encouragement and for your financial blessings. I want to tell you that as you send your financial blessings to help us with the convention, that when we stand, you stand with us. And the rewards, I'll say all of the blessings that come, are your blessings too. And the rewards that God gives will be part of your reward too when we get to heaven. So thank you for standing with us. We'll stand together. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will bless the convention in a great and auspicious way. Oh, thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you.
We're going to give the convention to him. Let the Holy Ghost move like he wants to move. And we had a great meeting last night. The Executive Council met last night and we had a great meeting and discussed the program, other things. Oh, my God, it was real good, just great. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And discussed the program, just everything about it. It was just so good. And I outlined the program to him last night, Thursday night, and things like that. I tell you, the convention is going to be ultra awesome. Not just awesome, but ultra awesome. The Lord will move. My. Amen. I want to call you all beginning today. Forgive me for not giving you heads up a few days ago, but I just got from the Lord here. Beginning of the day, let's have fast today to 3 o'clock. Join me. I'm going to 3 o'clock. I want to ask everybody to do that. If you will, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, when the convention starts Thursday night, let's go these 3 days, 3 o'clock, starting 12 midnight. But today, just go to 3. Amen. And you said, but I've already had some of the drinks, some coffee or something. Just don't have nothing else until 3 o'clock today. All right, join me. If you will, all I'm doing is asking you, not trying to put any pressure on you, just asking. Amen. I want to thank all of you. And then I want to ask all of you, would you do a 24-hour vigil for the convention? Amen. How you want us to do it, Dr. Johnson? Every time you think of the convention and God's goodness, just ask God to bless it. Ask him to bless me. Bless First Lady. Bless all of our staff. And bless the convention. Let the Holy Ghost move every time you think about it. And stagger it out because many of you will be thinking about it at different times. Amen. In the morning, early in the morning, late at night, you'll be thinking about it. So I want you to pray for the convention whenever you think about it. And if somebody did that song, think. Think about it. Why don't you think about it? Amen. And when you think about it, pray for the convention. We'll have 24-hour vigil on it. Because some of y'all wake up in the morning at 3 o'clock, think about the convention, pray for the convention right there. Some of y'all will wake up at 2. Some of y'all can't sleep all night. Yeah, every time you think about it, just pray for us. So we need prayer changes things. Amen. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. I'm going to open the line to talk about the convention in just a few moments. But I want to keep my word here. In fact, this is about that, saying we're going to do something and not doing it. Amen. Thank you, Elder Coates. If you're on the line, I know you're joining with us. Let's talk about that, saying we're going to do something and not doing it. And I want to apologize to anybody and everybody on this prayer line if I said I'm going to do something and I didn't do it, kind of to my heart and not my head. I didn't mean to do that. And maybe it slipped my mind. I used to be 20, no longer 20. And so sometimes I need to be reminded, no meaning harm. So please forgive me. But saying we're going to do something and we don't do it. Is that good or is that bad? Let's start there. What do y'all think about that? This is the wisdom line, and I believe that the Lord does reserve some of his secrets for the end time. This is the end time, the end days. You can look around the world and tell that because it's becoming like a Sodom and Gomorrah. And God reserves secrets for the end time. Look in, I believe, Daniel 2 and about 9. It tells us secrets. Some of them were held for the end time. But this is the wisdom seminar. And what do y'all think about that saying, we're going to do something and not do it? This is to help the saints. This is the senior, the mother line to help the saints. All right? Should we do that or not? The line is open to you. Who wants to talk on that?
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. God bless the entire prayer line. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. And I'm jumping in right away because many times I think you have to look at that two ways. Sometimes you can say things and it's not meant for you to do it, and circumstances overtake you and keep you from doing it or following through with it. And there are times that people will say things and don't and have no intentions of following through with it. And that's called a L-I-E, lie, because the heart is deceitful. And when we plan to do something and don't have that opportunity to follow through, is just an oversight and omission in our lives. But either way, we do have to repent and apologize for those things. And I'm guilty of it too, planning something and on the spur of the moment sometimes and forget all about what I planned because I didn't write it down or got so busy in life that other circumstances overtook me. But we have to apologize for those things. Those are things that we apologize to the Lord for that we've omitted to do. So I just thank God for this topic this morning and the wisdom seminar. God bless you, and someone else can maybe help me out with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Franklin. And then we're going to do something, we don't do it, you know. That can really hurt people. Like, for example, if you're supposed to pick somebody up for church, and they get dressed at 6 o'clock in the morning. I've had some calls about things like this. And they get dressed. And they're waiting on you to pick them up. And you don't do it. There's a hurry that Sunday morning. You got this and that. And before you know it, you forget all about them. End up at church, and you don't think about it until you're well into the service. Almost basically too late to get up and look in the middle. What a tragedy. You feel bad, and they feel bad too. And it damages it. It's not good. And saying you want to do things and not doing them. We're the people. We're to be people. Saints are to be people of their word. And the line is open to you. Want to give us some wisdom on that?
Good morning. This is Mother Bingy. I think with all of our doing, we should say, if the Lord willing. And when we promise, when we say we're going to do something, we mean to do it. And if we don't get to do it, then we should repent for that. And because the Lord knows our heart. And sometimes we do get overloaded and we don't get to do what we plan, but we should repent. And if it's to a person, we should repent to that person and let them know why we didn't do what we said we were going to do.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dignan. Anyone else? We'll speak on this topic. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Death, area code 870. And I definitely agree with everything that I've heard. And that is why it's so important that when you make a vow, that you really need to seek God before making that vow. And I have observed so many times that we, as people of God, especially in the church, there is a spirit of manipulation that takes place, that we don't give people time to pray. They're almost forced to make commitment to something, and they have not really sought God regarding that commitment. And that's something that you really need to be careful about, because God would allow, we'll let you know, do it, and I'm going to make provision for it. So when it doesn't come to pass, it makes put the person in a position that they are a liar. And the Bible tells us when you make a vow, you need to keep that vow. And that's very important. And I always find myself, especially with children, don't make vows for children, because they don't have the emotional strength and the relationship with God to accept a promise being broken. You know, you get politicians who make promises. They make vows and they don't keep them. And so that's why it's important in all thy ways to acknowledge God, to acknowledge him in everything, and he will direct the path. And over these years, I've observed so many people come through the church and almost force people to make a commitment to $1,000. And, you know, people can't even pay the house note, can't pay the car bill, don't even have enough money to put gas in their car. And we push them out there, and we're waiting on it, and it doesn't happen. And we call them liars, and they leave the church. But it's one thing about it that I enjoy that everyone says, you have to ask God and the individual, please forgive me. My desire was right. My heart was right. But, and my faith was there, but it just didn't come to pass. Circumstances were placed in the way, but you have to keep believing God through all of it, and God will give you the desires of your heart. And I'm reminded of the Philemon, whatever anybody has done, just put it on God's account. God bless you all, and have a wonderful
day. Amen. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else on that right now? Let me turn the curve here. You know, the saints of God, are we required when we say something, when we sign something, to do things that we say that we're going to do? Some of the saints, we have some terrible credit. Promise that we're going to pay this and pay that and to sign this and sign that. And we don't do it. And we end up having bad credit. Is that a plus for saints of God, or is that a negative? I mean, people look at us and the creditors say, and they belong to that church down there. They ain't paid their loan. They ain't paid their bill. They just want to get that. And what happens many times, they overload themselves and their credit ends up bad. It's not a good reflection on Christ. Amen. What do y'all think about that? Somebody speak on that. Saying you're going to do something and you don't do it. The line is open to you. I know.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Sometimes people has a desire to do things, but sometimes we want to be obedient, and then we have a desire, but things don't come through as they thought they were coming.